live local high school basketball is on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Our high school hoops coverage is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, The Protection Center, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, American Title Company, The Collector Zone, County National Bank, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, White's Restaurant and Catering, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Now, here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Yeah, the captain and the mayor were live on scene at Vandercook Lake High School. The Jayhawks and the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central just set to take off here in about 10 minutes or so. We'll get to the tip. I want to send a quick thank you out real quick to Barb Blair and the crew here at Vandercook Lake. She had to help us get some additional energy supplies. We had to get a little extra length on the extension cord. She came through with that, so I appreciate Barb and the crew. Always a nice turnout here at Vandercook Lake, though a little sparse, I think, early going. The weather might have had a little bit of contribution on that, but the student section always pretty full over here at Vandercook Lake, so I expect they'll get a little bit loud during the game. Where the Vandercook Lake JV just pulled off a victory over the Columbia Central Junior Varsity. Meanwhile, we're looking at the big clubs here. The Columbia Central Golden Eagles 1-0 in the early going. They came off a 59-57 tight win over the East Jackson Trojans. Cole Partridge added 14 points, and Mike Araby with 13. So we know we'll be keeping an eye on both of those guys. Both actually pretty big contributors on the football team also, Jason. Last year, this is a Golden Eagles team that was 3-11 in their league and 5-15 overall, so they'll be looking to get a little turnaround on that.
Absolutely. We haven't seen Columbia since last year's district tournament, and unfortunately the night came to a disappointing conclusion with a loss to a very powerful onset team. Our first look at both of these teams this year, but Columbia, it looks like they've got a solid veteran presence. They only have three seniors, however. Two of those three are major contributors to the ball club, so should be a very interesting tilt against this Vandercook Lake Jayhawk team.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing the Jayhawks too. They were middle of the road last year, and really 11-11 overall is about as middle as you can get. 8-6, finished third in the Cascades Conference. And I think there's a couple of different teams in the league this year for the Cascades that are ready to kind of maybe take a step forward and try to get themselves into that upper echelon. It's been a really top-heavy league for probably the last 2 to 3 seasons. And I think Vandercook would like to be among those teams. They're 1-0 with a 62-43 win over Springport. And that's where they stand. And we'll look to, you know, there's a guy, we saw him last year. And he didn't play big minutes. But in the short time that we saw him play, Malik Jackson. And I noticed he's in the starting lineup tonight. He's about 6'3", long, quick. And I think he's got a good basketball sense, so I'm gonna keep an eye on him for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks.
This is a team that's deep with senior leadership as well. They have all five of their starters are seniors. They can rotate an entire roster of seniors if they wanted to, with 9 total on the roster. So they're very, very deep. They can rotate a lot of leadership in and out of that lineup. And it'll be interesting to see the chemistry of the five that they put on the floor all night long. We'll see if that can translate into a much better season than 500 last year.
Yeah, and I don't know if you counted the depth there, Jason, but 16 guys on the varsity roster. And that was kind of the book on them from our little scouting that we've had, that they want to come out here and keep a pace really heavy, kind of Michigan Center style. They're going to pressure, maybe even full court, especially to start, and they're going to keep that pressure on, and if they have to, they'll bring another guy in. They got a deep bench, and they're looking to use all of them.
Yeah, and they have. We saw it with the junior varsity team, and a lot of these schools, a lot of the programs, they start at a very young age. You know, the sixth graders on up, they all run the same offense, the same defense, the same program, top to bottom. So when they get to the varsity, they're ready to go. And if that JV is any indication, you're going to see a lot of full court press, a lot of trap, a lot of zone defense, and a lot of running and a lot of cleaning up the glass.
And that's one thing I'll say about this Vandercook Lake program that we've noticed over the last few years. It seems to be kind of a trait that they've adopted is just athletic, fast, strong. And, you know, I think that comes from improvement in the football program, too, and that kind of translates to having those horses out on the basketball court, too. We'll take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. Vandercook Lake and Columbia Central about to get tipped off. here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC. I see.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org. From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, about just a few minutes away from tip-off here. Vandercook Lake Jayhawks and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles getting set to square off. And let's go to the starting lineups, Jason.
All right, well, we'll kick things off with the visiting Columbia Central Eagles. They will start with Micah Ravey, Noah Osborne, Dalton Fish, Carson Daniels, and the sophomore, Garrick Elliott.
Yeah, Micah Ravey is an all-state caliber running back for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Very good football team. And we saw, like we said, we got a quick look at him last year against a Division I player in Austin Davis from Onset. So they were kind of overmatched in that game, but Micah Ravey was a standout for me in that one. And, again, he's one of the top two scorers for their week one matchup. Meanwhile, for the hometown Jayhawks.
For the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks and head coach Ryan Zyla, he's going to run out their starting five of all seniors with Chase Pierce, L.J. Harris, Malik Jackson, the one that we're going to keep an eye on today, Zach Keys, and Drew Hargett.
Yeah, and first year for Ryan Zyla taking over a program here that, again, was 11-11 last year. There's a lot of things to like about it, and, you know, some room for improvement. So we'll look to see what kind of stuff they do. Looks like they're going to change up kind of their formula and just be aggressive. I expect to see a lot of pressure. I expect to see a lot of fast break offense. And, again, I think they're going to be able to outmatch depth-wise most of their opponents with 16 kids
Absolutely.
On the bench. If they can all play, then they'll be able to find minutes for them if they're working really hard.
And even if you rotate nine, you have nine seniors on the team, and assuming that, you know, all of them can play somewhat, You know, that's formidable on its own.
Yeah, so we're again just a couple minutes here from the tip-off. We'll take a three-minute break on the pregame, and we'll be back with the tip-off. Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazurek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Alro Plastics, offering plastic shapes and machine parts to Alro Steel's existing customer base. Alro Plastics product offerings include sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Their processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their industrial applications and stocking the appropriate engineered materials. Alro Plastics, since 1987, and online at arrowplastics.com.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jason Richter. D-Boyle, Jason Smith. We are moments away from tip-off here at Vander Cook Lake High School. They get the starting lineups announced on the floor. And it's about ready to get things started off. Looking forward to the game tonight. I think we got a good matchup here. I'm looking at a close one, Jason, after we had a Michigan Center team that was just a little too much to handle for the Jackson Christian squad on Monday. I think we're going to have a little bit closer tilt today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a very even game, very close game. The junior varsity game was close at the end there as well. So I expect both of these teams to come out and get running and playing hard, and we'll see who comes out at the end.
Yeah, stay tuned after the broadcast. We'll have our Jackson Air Subway Sub Shops Player of the Game. And we thank those guys for being on board supporting high school sports for a long time here on the radio. And a lot of our sponsors the same way. That includes the Protection Center, the Collector Zone, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, OmniSource, Lloyd's Restaurant Catering. Find sponsors and supporters of our live high school sports broadcast. Mike Arabi. Yeah. Mike Arabi and Malik Jackson set to tip it up here. There's the toss. Jackson got the tip, and Vander Cook Lake reels it in. Drew Hargett will bring it over the midline
and hand it off to L.J. Harris. Harris dribbles up to top of the key. Now dribbles over to the right wing. Looking to drive. He gets to the hoop. Shot up and in. A little bit of contact down low, but a nice drive by Harrison. Tough finish. And as expected, Vandercook Lake sets up in a full-court trap. Columbia breaks it, gets it over the midline, and they turn it over. No, now tipped back.
Hard foul.
Near turnover there by the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, Gary Elliott. They recover and go to the hoop. Shot goes up. Noah Osborne, and he'll draw a foul. Looks like they're going to whistle that on the floor, though. 2-0 Jayhawks early going here. First foul. It's going to go against Hargett.
Good job breaking up that trap there by Columbia.
Inbounding out the top, looking into the corner. Carson Daniels dribbling out, now knocked away. Goes back court. Columbia recovers, but he's going to whistle for an over and back. That looks like it was knocked away, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. It looked like Vandercook had made contact with the ball, which would sort of negate that over and back call.
So he chased it down to stop from a fast break, and Vandercook 2-0 with the ball.
Chase Pierce set to inbound for Vandercook.
Pierce goes into Zach Keyes. He's a senior. Getting in the corner, Malik Jackson dribbles up to the wing. Now looks to feed the low block. Hargett, a couple dribbles. Bites his way in. Tough shot. Gets his own rebound on the miss. Put back is good off the glass.
Good job. Excellent job staying with that play by Hargett.
Yeah, nice strong move. Down on the low block. Columbia Central doing a good job breaking the press, but Vandercook's not taking the pressure off once they get over the midline. Drive, pull-up jumper from the baseline. Miss. That shot goes up. Dalton Fish. Now on the breakout, Keys into the corner. Harris pulls up a three from the corner. Airballed. Rebounded. And again, that is Dalton Fish. Picks it up. Trapped. And to get over the midline, Michael Raby. Now to the left wing and a drive. Osborne off the glass. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Goes up lefty. And he'll draw a foul in the paint.
Great job there by Ravy. Good court awareness to make sure he didn't take a step back onto the other side of the line to get another over and back violation. Good balance.
Columbia Central doing a good job of being patient against that trap and not forcing anything. You know, I think that was one of the difficulties that the JV had against the Vandercook pressures, that they were playing at a pace that they were uncomfortable with.
That's going to be foul number two on Drew Hargett early on in this one.
First free throw attempt in and out for Osborne.
Early substitution. Drew Hargett comes out with those two fouls. Checking in is yet another senior, Darren Weber.
There's a lefty free throw shot. Osborne hits, and the Golden Eagles are on the board. Steal the inbound. Dalton Fish off the glass, and he's got it. An inbound pass. And now Columbia Central puts on the full court pressure. Harris will break it over the midline. Now he's looking to score. Nice give and go.
Great feed.
Yeah, good recovery by Columbia on the defense. Now they're on the break the other way. Shot goes up, missed. Tip, Raby, no good. And battle for the rebound. We got another whistle with a foul. And that's going to go against Columbia.
Foul on number 14, Noah Osborne.
That's going to go
against Golden Eagles.
That'll be against Noah Osborne, his first.
Jayhawks get the inbound. Malik Jackson in the corner. Harris looking to drive baseline. Feeds the opposite side. And three-pointer goes up. Pierce missed. Rebound on the tip. Keys. And his putback is no good. Raby on the rebound looking to run out on the break. And Vandercook on the knockaway. Got bodies all over the floor. Raby comes up with a loose ball in the backcourt. Now looking to move it over the middle line. Into the hands of Garrick Elliott. Elliott gets back to Fish. Fish back to Elliott. Now he'll slowly dribble up to the middle. Setting up top of the key. Gives to Raby now. Working from the top on a back cut. Dalton Fish at the glass. Score it. Great cut. Great look and finish. 5-4 Columbia. Breakout. Malik Jackson misses the shot. Quick back down the floor. And Vandercook Lake missed the layup. Columbia rebounds with 5 minutes to go. It's 5-4. Golden Eagles with the ball. Screen at the top for Fish. Now he gets to the wing. That's going to Carson Daniels. Down the low block, Osborne feeds out to Fish, and he's going to get whistled for step on the jab step fake.
A lot of players fall into that. They went that jab step fake and dragged that other foot just enough to warrant a travel call. 5-4 still our score. Harris down the middle, knocked away. Columbia comes up with the loose ball, fast break up the right side, and scoop it, and off the rim, tipped. He'll get his own rebound, and the putback good. Carson Daniels, he was halfway up the floor. That ball hung on the rim so long, he had time to turn around, come back, and get the rebound.
Vandercook out running again.
Fast pace in the first quarter. Stolen away, Mike Araby. 4:20 to go in the first. It's a three-point Columbia lead, 7-4.
Very early on in this game, Raby not really involved in the offense too much, but he has been a monster on defense for Columbia.
Trapped out on the wing. Get it down to Raby on the block. Shots up. Good. And draws a foul. Just as you said, Jason. There's his offensive contribution. Shot at a three-point play and a chance to make this a six-point Columbia Central lead. Right now, 9-4 with 4:08 to go first quarter.
That foul is going to go against Zach Keys. That's going to be his first foul. Team's third. Not much you could do on that one. No choice but to foul.
Yeah, Raby got very deep. Turn around and put it up. And free throws in and out. Rebounded Jackson. Keys out on the run out. Fresh off the bench and looking to drive. And that is
charge.
Trent Long break. Mike Araby steps up and takes the charge. You know, I think that high school students get it. They have a tendency to want to drive it all the way to the basket or shoot a three. That would have been a perfect opportunity to pull up that middle 12-footer.
It is a lost art, that short to mid-range jumper.
In a lot of ways. Ooh, almost knockaway, almost a backcourt for Garrick Elliott. Now he slows it down. Looking for a screen from Osborne. Knockaway Keys. Elliott will keep it. Gives it to Raby, now to Osborne in a low block. Feed it out. Elliott back at the top, reset. Now to Fish on the right wing. Deep right wing. Pressured all the way out there. Now he'll drive by the defender. Double clutch. Missed. Weber with the rebound. Gets it to Pierce. Pierce on the run out. Now a pull up three. In and out for Trent Longbreak. Rebounded. And tapped out of bounds. It'll be Columbia Central ball.
Out of bounds. Back to the Golden Eagles. The Golden Eagles, number 31, Cole Partridge. Number 11, Micah Sonnenberg.
This is a sophomore, Cole Partridge, getting into the game. Quarterback on the football team.
Sophomore Micah Sonnenberg checking in as well for Columbia.
And on the inbound, Vandercook Lake comes up to steal the layup. Full court pressure paying off for him a little bit here. Inbound goes to Fish. Puts it on the floor. Now he'll pass it off.
Sonnenberg.
Micah Sonnenberg gets it back, breaks the press. Raby on the baseline. Now he'll dribble to the middle. Feed out, and Partridge looking to shoot, airballed, rebounded, Weber knocked away, and Sonnenberg with the putback on the steal, off the rebound, 11-6 with 2.5, still to go first quarter. Both teams pressuring, Raby just almost stepped on my hand, now he runs back out onto the floor, open three for Keys, missed it, Malik Jackson with the offensive board, now he'll look to put it up, scoop, missed. Rebound, putback, good.
Good job by Malik Jackson. Stay with that play.
Full court pressure again for the Jayhawks. Garrick Elliott. Now to Sonnenberg. Back to Elliott in the middle. Fish on the left side. Looking to get across the middle. Stolen by the Jayhawks. Pierce has got it, and he's on the right wing. Looking to shoot. Nope. Into the corner for the three. Short. Rebound tapped, and Sonnenberg will pull it down for Columbia Central. Another missed three-point shot for Trent Longbreak. Good look. Fish has on the left wing for Columbia Central. Now to the top of Sonnenberg. Opposite wing, Partridge. Dribble drive to the middle, into the paint, looking to feed Raby. Probably could have drove that right to the rim. Raby now drives baseline, kick out to Partridge for three, and he hit! 14-8, Columbia Central, fast pace here. 1:44 in the first half. Malik Jackson up the right side into the corner, another three for long break. This one's long. Rebound, battle, last touch, Jackson, and that'll be Columbia Central ball. Three shot attempts off the bench for long break, and unable to hit so far. Columbia Central with a six-point advantage with a minute 36 to go in the first.
Tyler Johnson checking in for Columbia Central. Looks like L.J. Harris is back into the game for Vandercook.
Garrick Elliott gets back to Sonnenberg. Now a long pass up to Fish. He's got a lot of room to run. And great feed down to the low block and score it. Tyler Johnson fresh off the bench and in the scoring column. Columbia's doubled up the Jayhawks. Step back three and nailed it by Keys. Quick up the floor and a good open look for Keys. Zach Keys hits the triple. 16-11 now the score. And Keys comes up with a steal to Harris. Down to Pierce off the glass. And just like that, it's 16-13. Good run here by the Jayhawks off the pressure. Fish gets it over the line. Cole Partridge has it stolen. Harris chased it down.
Does a great job to stay with it.
Going to get whistled for stepping out of bounds, but great hustle play to get back and get the steal. Harris, speedy guy on the floor here for the Jayhawks. 16-13 under a minute to go in the first. Back and forth action. Jayhawks currently, what is that, a five-point run?
Yeah, that would be 5 points now for Vanderbilt.
Six. Stolen there. Keys, another chance to keep the run going. Looking for Harris. Nope, fakes it. Off the glass himself. Missed. Rebound tipped out to Partridge, and he's running the break up the right side. He'll pull it back out. Garrick Elliott at the top, now over to the left wing and into the corner. Fish open, look for three. Long.
Way long.
Tapped out. Rebound chased down by Keys. He's on the break. Lefty finish. Shot the glass in and out. Malik Jackson chases on the play. Has it knocked away, but he's going to be called for the last touch. So 30-1 on the clock. Vandercook Lake turns it over and Columbus Central. Keys had a nice look at it. Obviously a little uncomfortable going with that lefty layup. But he had himself a nice run here.
Yeah, he did. And they Vandercook, they'll win a track meet, that's for sure. But they've got to start making some of these buckets. We've got McKenna Canencia and Kier Clark have checked in.
Columbia breaks the press. Cole Partridge at the top. Nearly caught Fish in the backcourt. He'll get it to Garrick Elliott, and they'll reset final 15 of the first period. Crossover dribble. Elliott working to the right wing. Pressured out there deep. Now double team. And then call for 5 seconds.
5 seconds out against the Golden Eagles.
Elliott will come out for the last 8 seconds of this one. And he is replaced by number three, Sam Tumas. Nice pull-up look for L.J. Harris. Short. Long rebound. And that's going to run out the clock in the first quarter. 16-13 after one. Columbia Central in the lead, but Vandercook Lake with momentum right now. Take a 1 minute break. We're right back for the second quarter on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the collector zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Columbia Central with the ball to start the second quarter. Feed down in the low block and score it. Cole Partridge. That's a scoring draw for the Eagles. 18-13. Vandercook right back. L.J. Harris dribbling around. Drives down the lane looking to kick out. Last touch. Eagles. I'm going to say Vandercook ball.
Vandercook, even after baskets by Columbia, they really don't have a set offense that they run. They just sprint down the court and just kind of make plays happen.
There's an inbound and a fight for the ball. Knocked out of bounds, Sam Tumas. I had to take a glance down. I don't think he might have hit his head on the bleacher, but I think instead he hit his head on a spectator.
Chase Pierce and Zach Keys are going to check back into the game for Vandercook. Joined by Kier Clark and McKenna Canencia and L.J. Harris.
Inbound, there's a drive baseline. Up and under, he had to pass it out. Pierce will dribble back out to reset. Nice drive. Kiari Clark, nowhere to go, though, once he got inside. L.J. Harris crossover at the top. A lot of physicality up there at the top. Finally a whistle.
Sam Toom is going to get whistled for the foul. That's his first, the team's second. And the excellent hands of L.J. Harris come off, shows him off there a little bit, the Jayhawk wide receiver and point guard.
Inbound there to Keys behind the back dribble. Now to the top, Harris thinks about a three, now a drive. Up and under, scoop, no good, gets his own rebound. Putback is good. Can't give him that much room to work in there. And a near steal on the inbound, Kiari Clark. 18-15 our score after Harris' basket. Golden Eagles holding on to a three-point advantage with 7:06 to go first half. Inbound goes to Dalton Fish. Full court pressure still for the Jayhawks. Dribbled around and broken. Sam Toomas. Now get over the midline and look to feed Partridge on the left wing. Step up, a three-point shot. Sonnenberg comes off front rim. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Fish. Last touch.
Garrick Elliott looks like he's going to attempt to check back in here. There we go.
He'll get him in right now.
Yes,
Fish will take a break. Columbia Central was pressuring a lot in the first quarter. Now they'll fall back into a half-court defense.
Looks like they're going to run man.
Man to man. Harris on the left wing. Now skip past the Keys. Keys will work to dribble. Kick out to Jackson. Jackson puts it on the floor. Looking to drive. Goes left, up and under. Nice move. Malik Jackson to score it. 18-17. It's now a one-point Columbia Central lead. Garrick Elliott has it knocked away. Recovered by Sonnenberg. Now he'll break the press. It's over the middle line. Up the left side into the corner. Now he looks to kick back out to the left wing. Dribble drive. Up and under. Scoop and score. That was more of a teardrop than an up and under there for
good move by Toomas.
Score it, yeah. 20-17. Long three-pointer, Chase Pierce. Lefty stroke is good. We're tied at 20.
A long three with a good screen.
Comfortably stepped up and took that lefty three-pointer, too.
We've got ourselves a game.
All square. Columbia Central on the drive. Sonnenberg looking to pass across the lane. Beyond the outstretched hand of Tyler Johnson, that'll go out of bounds with Jayhawk ball. Tie game at 20 apiece, 5:50 on the clock.
More substitutions. Micah Raby and Noah Osborne checking in. It's going to give us Toomas, Raby, Osborne. Looks like we've also got Sonnenberg.
Crossover dribble. Keys open. Look for Harris on the wing. Three is good. Couple of triples give Vander Cook Lake the 23-20 advantage. And Harris near steal on the inbound.
As Garrick Elliott, L.J. Harris was tied up with. He's going to wrap up the starting five on the floor right now for Columbia.
Sonnenberg on the inbound from that baseline. Gets into Elliott working against Keys for the Jayhawks. Columbia Central now pick up dribble. Chance to trap. Passes up and almost stolen. L.J. Harris going to get called for a reach. I don't necessarily love the call, but this Vanderkut defense looking impenetrable right now.
It's going to be the first on L.J. Harris, the team's fifth foul.
Jayhawks lead 23-20, 5.5 to go in the first half here on WKHM. See Boyle, Jason Smith. Inbound goes to Garrick Elliott working one-on-one with Keys, and he'll dribble past him, gets it over the midline, setting up top of the key. Now to the wing, Raby. Stand there alone. He'll drive into the paint. Has it knocked away. Now kick back out. And Osborne with a drive. Lefty finish is in.
You know, Osborne doesn't look it, but he has been strong inside.
Yeah, he's been kind of the inside presence for the Golden Eagle. Jump up long two there. T.R.A. Clark. And Vandercook Lake wastes no time coming back down and scoring on a 15-footer. Toomas dribbles over the midline. Stolen by Keys. He's going to take it right back at the basket. Floater. Good, just off the front rim. 27-22, now the Jayhawks pressure. Turning into points, 4:44 to go in the half. Tie up at the middle line. Osborne drives down, feeds Raby, and he'll jump up. Malik Jackson on the block attempt is going to get Raby on the arm. Going to the line to shoot two. Little breather here for everyone.
Yeah, we're going to need another play-by-play team in here.
27-22, our score. The Jayhawks with a five-point lead.
Hot shooting
here in the second quarter.
Looking around, and these officials are breaking a sweat, too.
They're getting a little gassed out there. Raby at the stripe. Too strong on the first one off the heel.
Dalton Fish going to check back in. He will replace Garrick Elliott.
Garrick Raby about to step up. You know what, Jason, I notice every year the shoes get more and more elaborate.
They are very brightly colored.
Raby hits the second. It's 27-23. Golden Eagles trail by four. Keys coming up the right side. Pull up three from the wing. Hit. Hot shooting for the Jayhawks here in the second quarter. 30-23. It's a seven-point Jayhawk lead.
Now 10 points for Keys.
Quick up the floor for the Eagles. Fish has it at the top, slowing down. Gets a screen from Raby. Doesn't use it. Goes the other way. Stolen. Give it right to Kiara Clark. Run up the left sideline. He's going to go up. Blocked, but he'll draw a foul with the body. Fish commits the harm. 4:12 on the clock. 30-23 right now. The Jayhawks lead with a chance to add two more.
Good hustle play by Dalton Fish to get back and at least make him try to earn it.
Nice steal, Kiara Clark. We get a timeout.
That's going to be Dalton Fish's first, team's third for Columbia.
Full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. 4:12 to go. 30-23. Vandercook leads Columbia Central on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Kiara Clark gets a stripe for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks, and this is the first. 30-23, our score, 4:12 to go in the half. Vandercook in front.
The Space Jam bumpers are really getting it done this year. I really like them.
The basketball theme. The second free throw, and that one's through, nothing but cord. 31-23, and the Jayhawks keep the pressure on. Quick pass up to Mike Araby, and there goes Osborne on the cut and the score. Nice break by the Golden Eagles. Back at it with the Jayhawks, and Keys shoots the three, and hit. Absolutely on fire.
Now 13 for Zach Keys in the first half.
Oh, the Columbia Central offense heads right back down the floor. Dribble drive, Carson Daniels puts it up off the glass. And Chase Pierce tried to step and take the charge, commits the blocking foul instead.
Good block on the finish by Malik Jackson.
It's one of those where Pierce wanted to take the charge and had to take a little step to the side to get in front of him, and he was moving. Good call by the officials, 34. 25, the Jayhawk lead. Daniels misses the front end of the 1-on-1 here. Rebounded and a run out. Zach Keys, now he goes up left. He missed. But on the block attempt, the defender hit the glass. Foul going against Tumas. So it'll say Jayhawk ball.
It's going to be Tumas' second, team's fourth. Ball gets away.
Pass goes off the hands, and that's going to be an over and back call against Vandercook Lake. Hot pass, went a little high on Zach Keys. Tips off his fingers into the backcourt.
Keys is moving a little gingerly after that last interaction.
Yeah, that was a pretty big pile up under the rim. Daniels inbounds to Fish. Fish with Keys on him. Now back to Daniels. Three-point look, wide open. Off the rim, rebounded L.J. Harris, and he looks to run. Loses the handle for a minute. Now he's got it back, and he's going to go all the way into the basket. Feeds Jackson. Contact. It's going to go against Mike Araby, trying to take a charge. Instead, commits a blocking foul.
It's going to be Raby's first, team fifth.
3:23 to go here in the half. This is a 34-25 score. Columbia Central led early. But some hot shooting and pressure defense has gotten the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks this advantage. Stolen away on the inbound. Raby runs the break, feeds Osborne.
He's going to get called for a walk.
I don't love that call, Jason. I thought he took two steps and put it up, but
who are we to disagree?
Jayhawks back at it here on the other end, 34-25. Pierce drives baseline, stepped out of bounds. And that's a turnover going the other way. Columbia Central, Golden Eagles.
Connor McLear checking in for Sam Tumas for Columbia.
He joins Carson Daniels, Dalton Fish, Osborne, Micah Raby on the floor for the Eagles. Osborne dribbles over, gives to Fish. Deep left wing, now to Raby at the top, looking to feed the low block. Fireball pass there, out of bounds off Connor McClure's hands.
We've got Chase Pierce, Zach Keys, LJ Harris, Gary Clark, and Malik Jackson on the floor. Jackson gets it down low with a nice layup.
Yeah, Gary Clark beating down to Jackson, and he finishes. It's an 11-point Vandercook lead. Largest advantage of the game. And we got a foul in the backcourt on the reach-in. 1-1 still here for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles with 18 fouls on the Jayhawks. 2:38 to go in the half, 36-25.
It's going to be on LJ Harris, his second, team's eighth. And that's going to prompt Nick Hamlin to check into the ball game for Vandercook, looking at his first action.
Daniel hits the front end of the 1-1.
Hamlin joins Keys, Jackson, Pierce, and Clark out on the floor.
And knocks down the pair, 27-36. We'll lead back down to 9. Jackson right up the floor for the Jayhawks into the paint. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped out long, out of bounds. Last touch, Jayhawks. Columbia Central ball now with 2.5 to go in this half. Working against the pressure. A little less pressure, I think, from the Jayhawks. Still around full court, but not trapping. Fish drives baseline across the lane, back out top. Carson Daniels puts it on the floor, looking to drive. Now kicks to Raby. Raby will drive in, pick up a kick back out to Daniels, and he takes an extra step.
And it looked like he took one earlier in the backcourt that kind of got overlooked, and that time he drags that other foot, that trailing foot, and gets called for the walk.
Yep. Zach Keys brings it up for the Jayhawks. Pierce now right wing, starts to dribble to the middle, back to the right. He'll hand off to Kiara Clark, working right wing. Skip past the Keys, stolen, Osborne. Clear pass to the basket, pump fakes, puts it up off the glass and score it. 36-29 our score. Keys comes back and fires, heat test there, missed the three. Rebounded Fish, and Columbia Central now in a little bit of a run. Can cut the lead to five or less here. Raby at the elbow, looks to drive, a lot of contact. And they're going to call that against Vandercook Lake.
That's going to go on Zach Keys. It's going to be the team's ninth. Jared Clark checking out of the game. Trent Longbreak checks back in.
Raby struggled at the line so far tonight.
He struggled offensively as well, just 3 points, but the last time I called him out for struggling offensively, he charged right back and scored. Played excellent defense thus far, and he'll hit the first of the 1-1.
That one goes. Nothing but cord, pretty release. Nice backspin.
Last time we called him out, he almost stepped on your hand, too.
He did come on. He was right over here. And knocks down the pair, so Raby, uncomfortable at the line, cuts the lead to 5. Zach Keys on the drive, floater from the free throw line, and he hits.
By Zach Keys.
He's now got 15 in the half.
Lighting it up. Here's a drive. Osborne off some contact. Goes up off the glass. Missed, but the follow. Dalton Fish is there. Columbia Central starting to keep pace here with the Jayhawks. Keys brings it right back up on attack mode. And he'll feed it back out. Left wing now looking down to the low corner. Jackson looking to drive baseline. Spins, nothing there. Kick out to Pierce. Pierce will reset. Now under a minute to go in the half, 38-33. The Jayhawks lead. Screen for Pierce by Jackson. He'll get the pass. Looks to drive. Micah Raby commits the harm.
It's going to be Raby's second. Team sixth.
Foul number five, Micah Raby. Second. Team sixth. Jayhawk ball out of bounds. Into the game for the Golden Eagles. Number 31.
Jayhawks send Chase Pierce over to take the inbound from the sideline.
Cole Partridge will check into the game for Micah Raby.
Inbound. Cross court there, Trent Long break. Now he'll get back to Zach Keys. Keys dribbling right wing. Skip pass, beautiful feed down to the low block. Can't hit the shot. Looks like there was some contact on the arm. Nick Hamley went up strong.
He's going to get whistled for a foul here. He inadvertently had a trip there.
That's 10. That's a double bonus. So a chance for Columbia Central to cut into this lead a little bit more with 38.9 on the clock.
You know, Osborne, one of their best offensive options so far in this game. He's got 7.
And the free throw comes off. Yeah, Osborne's been pretty impressive. Not a huge kid. Not extra tall. He's got some lankiness to him.
He's
been left-handed, but he's been solid on the block.
Strong down low. Good post-up skills.
Second free throw also comes off. Rebounded Pierce. He looks to run right away. Puts it on the hardwood. 33 seconds. 5-point Vandercook lead. Zach Keyes working right wing. Looks in the low block. Sees nothing. Now he'll reset. Near the midline. Dribbles left. Crossover. And he'll reset again. 21 seconds. Dribbles right side. Right wing now. And they'll go back. Osborne comes out to chase him. And Keys drives around. Floater from the wing, no good. Rebound to Columbia Central, 5 seconds. Skip pass up to Osborne, looking to get a good look at the buzzer. Draws the contact. They're caught on the ground, but two shots either way. Osborne will go to the line, 1.1 seconds remain.
It's going to go against Nick Hamlin, his second. And that'll send Osborne back to the line for two.
Just missed two. That stroke good. Nothing but net. 38-34. Columbia Central trailed by as much as 11. Has cut the lead now down to 4. Make it 3, and he does hit it. 38-35 is our score. Pierce will heave from about the midline off the high backboard. 38-35 is our halftime score. 35. Hometown Vandercook Lake Jayhawks further away most of an 11-point advantage, keeping it close at the half. And enjoyable game, high pace. I think there late in the first half, the pace kind of slowed a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, I would say so. But still a track meet. I feel like we should be out on the track surface outside to keep up with these kids, and they're running everybody and their brother out of the gym, and it's been. Very high-paced. The offense has been hit or miss. Both teams have made a couple of runs back and forth. But all in all, a very entertaining game for the crowd here.
Yeah, the pace was very torrid in that second quarter, especially early. And then we saw later on, I don't know if Vandercook backed off or just Columbia was handling it better. But what we saw was Columbia was able to get some nice possessions and cut into that lead. And now 38-35, just 3 points separate these two squads. We'll take a 3-minute break here on the half. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers, set things up for quarter number 3. 38, Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. 35, Columbia Central Golden Eagles on WKHM, WKHM.com.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Arrow Steel and the Glick family want to thank the Jackson community for their support over the past 100 years in business. From 1916 to 2016, Louis Glick arrived in Jackson, Michigan in 1916. He built a successful scrap business, Glick Iron and Metal. In 1948, the youngest of Louis' children, Al, with guidance from his brother Robert, started his own metal service in Jackson. He named the new company using the first two letters of his name along with his brother's name, calling it Arrow Steel. Arrow Steel thanks the Jackson community for 100 years in business. Metals and plastic cut to size, delivered next day. Place your order today at alro.com.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible a problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today. And don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicky Topa, or Carmela Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Vandercook Lake High School. Free entertainment here at the half. The half-court shot attempts. One kid from Columbia Central came into the gym and made one. So,
and he walked in, hit the Steph Curry half-court shot, turned around, took his money back, and walked out.
I like when you see people coming out for the second time, and now you're starting to go, all right, I mean, how much are you winning? It costs you $2 to get out there. You get a two-liter.
Yeah.
You could have just walked up to the buddies up here up at the curb.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Jason, let's take a look back at our leading scorers in the first half.
Okay, well, we're going to need a deep breath here just like all these kids are because there was a lot of running and a lot of scoring. For the hometown Vandercook Lake Jayhawks, Zach Keys led all scorers with 15. LJ Harris checked in with 7. Malik Jackson at 6. Chase Pierce with 5. Kiari Clark with 3. Drew Hargett with 2. For Columbia, who trails 38-35 at the half for Coach Jason Reichner, the leading scorer, Noah Osborne, with 9. Michael Raby checked in with 5. We had Dalton Fish with 6. Cole Partridge also had 5. And then we had Sam Tumas, Tyler Johnson, and Carson Daniels with 2 each.
And you brought up Drew Hargett, and I had just about forgotten about him. He came out and got 2 quick fouls, went to the bench, and we never saw him again for the half.
Yeah, he came out, got the scoring going for the Jayhawks with 2 points, then turned around and had 2 very, very quick fouls within, I think, the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And haven't seen or heard much of him since.
All right. Meanwhile, for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles.
Noah Osborne has been fantastic, I think, in that first half down low. Good post presence. He's been able to put the body on. Doesn't look like a kid who would have the ability to put a very big body on somebody in the low post, but he's been able to use some strong power moves, a couple of nice pivots, and he's been able to hit a lot of good shots down low. Michael Raby has not really had too many good opportunities from the floor, but he's hit 3 free throws and and just been all in all just a fantastic defender on the other side of the floor.
Yeah, Osborne didn't necessarily, like, you wouldn't look at him even as he walks out of the locker room right now. You wouldn't look at him and go, that's the kid who's playing on the low block. But handles himself down there and holds his own. So 38-35, just 3 points separating these two teams. And I expect more of the same in the second half. Vandercook Lake needs to probably turn the pressure back up.
Yeah, I would expect Vandercook to trap early and trap often. Toward the end of the first half, rather, they started to back off a little bit on their full court pressure, but then just on the other side of the midcourt line, they would trap. Columbia did a pretty good job of breaking that up, but you started to see the offensive production dwindle a little bit for Columbia when they made that transition. Columbia, very early on in the game, was able to bust through that full court press, and it led to a couple of easy buckets and an early lead. Vandercook made the adjustment, and it's been all the difference for him going forward.
All right, we'll take another two-minute break here on the half. Vandercook Lake 38, Columbia Central 35 on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer
near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and the things we talk about during the breaks. We're seconds away from second half action, and it looks like we've got the starting lineup on the floor for the Jayhawks.
I just want to point out that Captain Steve is a Quebec Nordiques hater.
Oh, goodness. Zach Key is bringing it up for the Jayhawks, leading by three. He works under the right wing. Now skip across to Chase Pierce, trying to feed Hargett on the low block. And we didn't see a lot of him in the first half. Works into the middle, loses it. Stolen away. Columbia Central gets the stop. Up the floor real quick. Garrick Elliott drives in. Easy lay-in off the backboard. And Columbia Central starts the scoring, trailing by one. Pierce, good look for three, and hits it. Picking up right where they left off. Hot shooting Jayhawks.
That bucket for Garrick Elliott on the other end for Columbia was his first bucket despite starting the game for the Eagles.
Elliott driving down. Thought he had Zach Keys on a cut. Keys had actually faded, looking for a three in the corner. Turnover. Still a four-point Jayhawk lead. Partridge right off the bench real quick. And Chase Daniels will go to the bench for the Golden Eagles. Inbound Partridge. Gets into Elliott. Back to Partridge. Full court pressure by the Jayhawks. Partridge will break that. Sets up left wing. Now kick out to Osborne.
Nearly stolen away there by Keys.
Quick hands, Keys. And they do eventually come away with it. Malik Jackson gets the Keys. Now down the floor to Harris. And he should get whistled for a charge. Good job, Elliott, stepping up to take the charge. Nice drive by Harris, but just a little out of control.
Yeah, he came up a little bit too strong. Didn't really have much of a play there. Even before the contact, then afterwards, definitely had nothing going on. That's going to be his third foul. Team's first.
A couple guys with foul trouble now for the Jayhawks. Partridge gets to Gary Elliott. Now back to Partridge in the middle. He's trapped. Finds Fish on the right wing. Dribbles left. Steps inside. Long two is off the rim. Battle for the rebound. Micah Raby pulls it away. Fish will have it knocked away. Keys gets the break going. We get a tie up. And Micah Raby diving onto the floor. Trips up Pierce. And that's going to be a whistle against Raby.
Yeah, nothing Raby could do on that one there. Unfortunately, he was face down on the floor. He's going to get whistled for that foul. That's going to be his third. He's going to check out of the game, and Carson Daniels is going to check back in.
6:35 to go here in the third. 41-37, Jayhawk lead. They've got the rock. It's into Zach Keys. He'll get it to Harris working deep right wing. Now he dribbles up to the three-point line into the paint. Floater and misses everything. Out of bounds. Columbia Central ball.
Not quite as reckless driving the lane that time with three fouls was Harris.
Get into a good spot for that shot. Just didn't execute. Pressure from the Jayhawks. Broken. Daniel's going to bring it up. Now finds Partridge in the corner. Three. Off front rim. Harris chases the rebound down. Now he starts the break for the Jayhawks. Take it all the way. Finger roll is good. 6-point lead now for the Jayhawks.
It's going to be nine on the night for LJ Harris.
Daniels pass to Osborne in the middle. Open look for three. Elliott left wing. That's long. Rebound tipped by Partridge. And
Keys is going to come up with that one.
Stolen by Keys and bring it up over the midline. Flips. Back to his feet. Crossover into the paint. And the floater's good.
It's been very impressive.
17 for Keys.
With that Keys in this game. Just tenacious.
Pressure again by the Jayhawks. With an 8-point lead. Osborne gets it over. And nearly stolen, recovered by Partridge. Get back to the top, Garrick Elliott. He's going to want to slow things down here for the Golden Eagles.
Pierce snuck over on the blind side and almost knocked that one away.
Fish right wing, looking down the low block. Partridge, he'll back it down. Fade away. Short, rebounded Keys, and he looks to run immediately. Pierce ahead of everyone. Lefty finish, good. Fast break, Jayhawk offense. 47-37, back to a double-digit lead with 5:11. Got timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break on WKHM.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, third quarter action, 5:11 left on the clock. It's a 47-37 Jayhawk lead, and they've scored their offense on the break. Coming off some good steals. I wish we had the steal numbers. Zach Keys must have about five.
Oh, at least he's been very, very tenacious on the defensive side of the ball. Michael Raby for Columbia has also been tenacious, but unfortunately he's in a little bit of foul trouble. Not in the game at the moment.
A lot of active hands. You know, interesting, we saw LJ Harris pick up his third foul earlier, and he never went to the bench. And they've, even out of the timeout, he stays on the floor. Confidence by the coach to leave a guy on the floor with three fouls. And a guy, you know, a guy who you hope to be around in what was a close game.
Absolutely. Got a little bit of a confab at the sidelines with the officials and the official scorer. I think they're looking to double-check to make sure that everybody who was on the floor to before that timeout is on the floor right now. Looks like we're all good here, and we're going to get a...
They added a point to the scoreboard. It's 48-37 now. 11-point Vandercook-like lead. It's a little... discussion about, I don't know, must have had a three that didn't get marked for three. I didn't catch it. Dalton Fish right wing now for the Eagles to Daniels at the top. Now he'll drive all the way to the bucket, scoop it, scored it, and one. That was a tough shot to score, Circus.
That was a great play. He got away with a little bit of a walk at the top of the key there, just above the arc. Drove down, made a great play.
Tough
shot. Cuts the lead single digits.
Malik Jackson commits the foul. That's his second. And free throw attempt short rim. Osborne rebound, put back. Cut the lead to 7, 48-41.
Once again, Noah Osborne down low.
Four-point swing there for the Eagles. Keys dribbling up the middle, picks up at the elbow. Looks for Harris in the corner. Knocked away. Fish couldn't quite bring it in. Now he's got it pulled. And Osborne gets the break going to Daniels' left side. Feeds way down to Partridge.
Strong pass.
Oh. Joe thought he had some contact on the finish there.
I did too.
Three-point shot. Harris, long rebound comes out, picked up by Pierce. Jayhawks with Jackson at the top. He'll look to drive all the way to the basket. Lefty finish. Nice drive, Malik Jackson. 9-point advantage still for the Jayhawks.
It's going to be 8 and for Jackson on the steal.
Steal. Pierce blocked on the layup for Harris. Garrick Elliott gets it. That'll stay Jayhawk ball. 4:02 to go third quarter and another steal for the Jayhawks.
Good job by Garrick Elliott to get back on that play.
Inbound goes to Harris, right wing. Now to the top of the key, Malik Jackson. He'll take a jab, step, and drive. Tough shot. Gets a foul, though. We'll go to line for two. 50-41, 3:58 to go third quarter.
Foul on Carson Daniels, his first, team second. Malik Jackson will try to stretch this 9-point Vandercook lead.
Missed the first one from the charity stripe. Harris now comes out for it's Kiare Clark.
Clark had 3 points in the first half.
Jackson in and out on the second free throw. Osborne the rebound outlet to Partridge down to Fish. Thinks about a three now. He'll drive baseline. And he stepped out of bounds.
Dalton Fish started strong with 6 quick points and has been kind of quiet so far in the second half.
Keys sets up. Looks like Columbia's gone into a zone defense here.
Going to run that 2-3 with two up top.
Corner, Kiare Clark with a three-pointer, and he hit. Big three-point shooting all night here for the Jayhawks. 53-41, 12 points is the largest lead. Give to Partridge. He'll drive up the right side for Columbia now. Gives to Osborne. Throwing to the top. Fish. Left wing deep. Now to Osborne in the low block. Faden. Missed the shot. Gets his own board. Puts it back up strong. Missed it, but he'll draw a foul and get to the stripe.
And I've been very impressed with Noah Osborne's ability to get down low, be able to back guys down that are much, much bigger than him, and be able to clean up on the offensive glass. Not the tallest guy, definitely not the biggest guy, but he works down low.
Sets up at the free throw line, toes it. Shots up, short. He has struggled at the stripe. He missed a pair and then hit a pair in the first half.
Darren Weber is going to check into the game for Drew Hargett. That is Malik Jackson's third foul, by the way. Actually, Malik Jackson is going to have a seat, and Drew Hargett will take his place.
Darren Weber, low black, love the hair. Kind of reminds me of Will Rodriguez, star player here a couple years ago for the Jayhawks. Second free throw is down for Osborne. The lead's back to 11. Keys comes up. Open look for Kiare Clark for three. He just hit one. That one's long, but the rebound down on the low block. Target goes to put it back up. Knocked it out, but he draws a foul. And he'll go to the line for a pair.
That foul is going to go on Carson Daniels. His second, team third. Target will look to pick up his first points in the half.
Free throw short, front rim. Raby back into the game with three fouls.
Micah Sonnenberg also checking into the game. Cole Partridge will have a seat.
And second free throw goes down, leads back to 12. Full court pressure from the Jayhawks into Osborne. Sonnenberg now works up the left sideline. Goes down to Raby on the low baseline. Spin move, picks it up, nothing there. Kick out to Osborne. Now Osborne will get a screen, look to go baseline. Now he'll kick out to Fish. Fish drives from the top. Daniels, cross court to Osborne. Head down and drive, lefty scoop, and it's good. Lead back down to 10, 2:40 to go third quarter. Keys gets to Pierce, right wing. Now back to Keys at the top, into the elbow. Pierce, three-pointer from the corner, short. Rebounded Sonnenberg, outlet pass to Fish. Drop it off to Mike Araby. Easy finish at the backboard, and the lead's back down to 8, 2:24 to go. Keys brings it over the midcourt line for the Jayhawks. Still working against the zone. He gets the screen into the elbow. Floater, no good. Rebound. Battle. Last touch. Osborne out of bounds. Jayhawks ball. Pierce will inbound that one from the baseline. Into Weber, left corner. Excuse me, that'll be the right corner. Keys picks up his dribble at the top. Kiari Clark at the wing. Pump fake. Leaves himself a floater from the elbow. Gets his own rebound and puts it back. Lead back to 10 for the Jayhawks.
Kiari Clark, a solid 8 points off the bench for Vandercook. And an excellent sixth man so far.
Osborne dribbles over the midline for the Eagles. Down to Mike Araby on the low block. Makes a move into the paint. Blocked. Tapped off to Kiari Clark. He'll trigger the break for the Jayhawks. Into the paint. Floater. Short. Tapped around. And Osborne will come with the loose ball. Dribble up the sideline. Knocked away. For a signal from the official, they were all running, and they're going to call it out on the Jayhawks. Vandercook wanted that possession.
Cole Partridge going to check back in. He will replace Noah Osborne, who takes a well-deserved break. Dalton Fish takes the inbound.
Near the mid-circle, Sonnenberg sets up, dribbles left to the wing. Crossover dribble, almost knocked away. Keys, quick hands again. Fish, pull-up jumper just inside the arc. And that's long off the heel. Weber with the rebound for the Jayhawks and out and running. Keys triggers the break. Gives to Pierce, back to Keys. Now back to Pierce, open look for three in the corner. In and out. Rebound, battle. And Daniels fought for it the whole way, and it's
they're
going to
say Columbia ball. Oh, yeah, now they're going to reverse that call.
That's what I saw. I saw that go off the off of Chase Daniels. Is that the right name?
Carson Daniels.
Carson Daniels. Yeah. Who's Chase Daniels, a Missouri quarterback?
Yeah, he's somewhere in the NFL. I'm not sure where, but
probably
making a good living.
Somewhere holding the clipboard.
Exactly.
They got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break. Minute 5 to go. 10-point lead for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks on WKHL.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Chase Pierce set to inbound from the baseline for the Jayhawks. They have a 10-point advantage with 105 to go here in the third. Zone defense here for the Eagles. Near steal on the inbound. Goes to Hargett at the elbow. He'll get out to Keys, left wing. Now Keys dribble all the way across the floor. And now all the way back to the middle, pull out and reset near the mid-circle. Goes to Clark on the right wing. He'll dribble once at the elbow to Weber. Not even looking to score. Gets down to Hargett. Nice pass and nice move by Hargett and finish.
Good head fake there by Drew Hargett.
Nice offense against the zone for the Jayhawks. Probably just like they drew it up in the timeout. And now Columbia sets up near the mid-circle. Sonnenberg, he'll dribble left to that wing position. Picks up the dribble down to the low block. Cole Partridge, nice cut and finish, Partridge. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Pierce open for three, goes all the way down low block. Hargett, spin move, jump hook, missed. Weber, rebound, blocked. Cole Partridge with the block.
Good pass,
maybe comes up
maybe
with a loose ball. Down the floor to Partridge. Good defense. Put him off balance, missed the shot. Now Keys comes back with two from the...
He hit it!
From the Jayhawk logo at the buzzer. Zach Keys, a la Steph Curry. 61-48. A Jayhawk lead as we head to the fourth quarter on WKHM. We'll take a one-minute break, and we're right back.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Eight minutes on the clock, 61-48 our score. It's a 13-point lead, the largest of the game for Vandercook Lake. Golden Eagles start with the ball. Sonnenberg dribbles over the middle line. LJ Harris picks him up for the Jayhawks. Mike Arabia at the top, back cut Fish, and he has it knocked away. And who else was Zach Keys? Comes up with a loose ball. He's looking to pull up a three, now he'll dribble into the paint. Floater gets it to go and draws a whistle. Hooping the harm. An old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. 15-point Jayhawk lead, can make it 16 with a free throw conversion. The way that Keys has been shooting, it's hard to think he'd miss.
He has been on fire. He has 22 now. And that foul is going to be against Mike Arabi, his fourth, team's fourth. And that will prompt a substitution by head coach Jason Reichner. Noah Osborne will check in to replace Rabby.
And he hit that one. It's a 16-point game, 7:42 on a fourth quarter clock. All Jayhawks right now.
Jayhawks look like they could surprise some people in the Cascades this year.
Oh, yeah, they're an athletic team, and they're going to, like I said, they're going to play high energy the whole way. There's a three-point shot going up from Fish, and it bounces off long. Keys chases the rebound down. Harris out of the corner, steps back for three, and that's off. Rebounded Daniels, and he gets trapped over the midline, knocked away, but Fish will get the loose ball. Looking to feed down to the low block. Osborne goes up into the air to catch it. Has to go to the floor. Fires it errantly, and that'll go out of bounds on the other end of the floor. That'll be Jayhawk ball.
Not much he could do from the floor. He was looking for Fish out near the midcourt. Couldn't quite hit him.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad feed down there. He just had to go up high to get it and came down awkwardly. Pierce will inbound from the baseline. Gets to Malik Jackson in the corner. He'll dribble. Takes a jump step into the lane. Scoops it up. No good, but he'll draw foul.
A little bit of a Euro step there. I kind of like that. That drop step move is can be dangerous if you let it. That foul is going to go on Noah Osborne, his second, team's fifth. I didn't really see a whole lot of contact on that play, but he's going to get the whistle anyway.
At the stripe with a 16-point lead, Jackson's long. What do the kids say at the playground? Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
Missed the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Just under 7 minutes to go in this tilt. WKHM. Shot is up, and it's going to be a lane violation. Target. Target should go over to Malik and go, hey, man, put that shot up. You hesitated. Made me jump in the lane.
There's a guy in the NBA who used to do that. I can't remember who. Was it Ewing that used to do that? Take forever.
Yep. That little hitch in his shot, too, that made you...
Threw everybody off.
Yeah. Fish with the ball for the Eagles at the top. Keys goes for the steal. Nice spin move and finish.
He'll hit it.
They are going to call him for a charging violation in the lane. Well, I think you call the charge after the shot's away and let the bucket count. I don't know if that rule still used. They used to do that in college. If you got the shot off and then charged after, they'd count the bucket.
It looks like they're going to.
They did not count it. 16 points.
Yeah, they'll wave it off. That's going to be the second on Fish.
Keys with the drive. Shot goes up. Now good. Rebound at Sonnenberg, and he looks to run for the Eagles back the other way. And Partridge on the right wing. Now right wing Fish. Drives to the baseline. Picks up. Kicks out. Osborne will drive to the middle. Looking to feed Partridge in the corner. Tapped by Hargett and then by Partridge and out of bounds with the Jayhawks ball.
And Partridge knew it too. He knew he should have let it go. And the long pass down to Hargett.
Hargett all alone. Pump fake and an easy put in. So Hargett, after missing the most of the first half with foul trouble,
he now has seven.
Having a nice second half. Nice drive and scoop for Daniels off the glass, and he'll also draw a foul. Under 6 minutes to go, 66-50. Lead back down to 16.
It's going to be Malik Jackson's fourth.
You're going to make a run. The Eagles, you want to do it now. You got a lot to make up.
And it looked like Chase Pierce was pleading not to come out of the game, and the coach wanted Jackson to come out anyway, so he's going to get his wish. Very demonstrative waiting on the block there.
And this free throw from Daniels, rebound Hargett. Yeah, first-year coach for Vaynercook, Zyla, looking to go to 2-0 on the young season. Turnover there by his Jayhawks. Partridge brings it the other way for Columbia. Fish now working deep, goes left wing to Sonnenberg, looking to feed the low block Osborne. Tough catch, but he gets it and finishes it and draws a whistle. 4-0 run here for the Eagles. Cuts the lead to 14. Chance to make it 13 with the free throw.
No, Osborne continues to fill up the score sheet. Just a solid all-around game by Osborne down low.
Nice player for the Golden Eagles.
Garrick Elliott going to check in. He will replace Carson Daniels.
Lefty for Osborne. Free throw short. Rebounded Hargett. Triggers the break up the right wing. Harris working in the right corner.
That last
kick it back
foul
out
on
to reset for Keys.
Last foul on Keys. He has three now.
Keys drives in the paint. Nice drop off to Hargett. Looks like steps. Doesn't finish, but tips out the rebound to Keys, and he'll shoot it and score it.
Good pass. Sort of off the glass a little bit by Hargett. Not sure if that's what he intended to do, but he'll take it.
I don't think so. Osborne drives baseline, puts it up off the glass, and he's going to draw a blocking foul. Nice job by Osborne. Had that defender there trying to take a charge, and Osborne went straight up. Still got the contact, so he draws the blocking foul, gets himself to the stripe. 68-52 with 5:03 on the clock here, fourth quarter. From Vaynercook Lake High School, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Jayhawks. Comfortably in front, Columbia looking to make their last effort here. I'm going to cut into a double-digit lead. Osborne at the stripe. That free throw was good.
And that foul is going to go on Zach Keys as well. His fourth, he will check out. Darren Weber will check in. Keys is lighting up the score sheet as well. I believe he has 23 now.
Wow. Osborne, second attempt, and he hits that one. Nothing but board.
Make that 25 he has.
Oh, wow. Now full court pressure from the Eagles, broken by Harris, and he drives all the way into the paint. Blocked by Fish, triggers a break the other way for the Golden Eagles. Elliott takes it all the way to the rim and scored off the backboard. Cuts the lead to 12. Under 5 minutes now, full court pressure for the Eagles again. D.R.A. Clark breaks it, though, gets to Hargett left wing. He'll drive all the way down to the low block. Now a kick back out. Pierce fakes a three into the corner. Harris open, look for three. Short, rebound, Fish. And Weber's on his back. That's going to be 17 fouls against the Jayhawks. And that'll get the 1-1 for Fish rest of the way. Things looking good for the comeback effort for the Eagles. They can cut it to 10 with a pair here and shooting free throws the rest of the way.
That foul on Darren Weber is his first.
4.5 on the clock. Fourth quarter. 68-56. Fish. The stripe. And that one's off wide right. Rebounded Weber. P.R.A. Clark brings it over the midline. clear lane. He almost pulled up a three. Gets to Weber at the free throw line. Long. Long rebound comes out. Elliott's got it. He's on the break by himself. Goes all the way to the hoop, and he'll score it again. And we got a 10-point game with 4:14 to go. Eagles stand the pressure. Broken well. Hargett will dribble in. Tries to feed Pierce on the low block. Saved in the corner by Harris, and he'll slow it down for the Jayhawks. Hargett now. Free throw line. Stepped in and stolen by Sonnenberg. Jump ball. For a minute, I thought he was going to whistle for a foul, and I was going to lose my mind.
I was wondering a little bit myself. Possession arrow belongs to the Jayhawks.
Yeah, nice play to sneak in and tie him up. On the inbound, Kiari Clark. Long deuce. Tapped and rebounded Osborne. Another stop for the Eagles. We'll get some contact in the backcourt, and Osborne going to go shoot 1-1.
And that's going to go on Kiari Clark, his first. That is the team's eighth foul.
You know, if you're the Jayhawks, that's the kind of foul you're going to live with when you play as much pressure as they do. Those kids don't have that desire to run back on a rebound or a turnover. They want to go right up and keep pressuring. So every once in a while you're going to get that errant kind of a reach in.
Yeah, the reach-ins, the accidental trips, things like that. Mm-hmm. Those types of things are going to happen. When you're up 10, you'll take it.
Osborne at the stripe. Knocks it down. We're only up 9 now. We got to single digits with a lot of time still to go here.
19 now for Noah Osborne.
And the second free throw short. Malik Jackson rebounds. Jayhawks clinging to the 9-point advantage. Kiari Clark up the right side. Gives to Zach Keys. Keys looking to get into the paint. Step back three off the heel. Jackson had the rebound. It knocked away by Osborne, but we got a little contact, and that's going to send Malik Jackson to the line on a 1-1. 18 foul for the Golden Eagles.
That's going to go on Noah Osborne, his third.
68-59 now, 3:39 to go fourth quarter. It's a 9-point advantage for the Jayhawks. It's a chance to make it 10 or 11, Malik Jackson. And he missed it. Rebound, battle, Osborne has it knocked away by Hargett. Fish recovers, and Columbia Central will set up. Full pressure from the Jayhawks, broken. Elliott looks to drive, gets into the paint, scoops it, in and out. Rebound tipped, Osborne, in and out again. And on the battle for the rebound between two Jayhawk players, they knock it out of bounds, and the Columbia Central Eagles will keep it. 3:22 to go. 9-point Jayhawk advantage.
Just as we thought on the pregame, very close game, highly competitive.
Loud pass on the inbound. Osborne goes up, misses. Rebound at Jayhawks. Keys brings it back the other way. Kiari Clark from the wing looking to drive. Took an extra step on the takeoff. And traveling called. Opportunities keep coming up here for the Eagles. They're going to have to convert some points if they want to get back into this.
L.J. Harris will check back into the game.
Pierre Elliott.
Harris has to be careful. He's got three fouls.
Elliott has some pressure at the wing. Now he picks up his dribble looking for an outlet. Nobody's coming to get it. And that's going to be a timeout from the Columbia bench. Is he going to be a timeout or 5-second call?
It was a smart play by head coach Jason Reichner to call that timeout.
Under 3 minutes now. 68-59, the Jayhawks lead. Will take a 30-second break on WKHM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Just under 3 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, 68-59. Basking in the nostalgia of the Space Jam rejoin.
Who doesn't love a good Space Jam?
I don't know.
Sweatpants Saturday, put on some Space Jam, Michael Jordan, Bugs Bunny, nothing wrong with that.
It's not clinched until Bill Murray says he doesn't play defense.
That's right.
Columbia Central working at the top. Garrick Elliott near the mid-circle. Chase Pierce all the way out there to meet him. Elliott will dribble to the left wing. Now he gets a screen from Osborne. Set up at the top, Malik Jackson. Now pull-up jumper. Elliott blocked. Malik Jackson, great defensive play. Running out. Pierce ahead of everyone. Layup and good. 11-point Jayhawk lead. Huge shot block by Malik Jackson. He's only got Garrick Elliott by about a foot.
It almost seems unfair.
Elliott now working on the right wing to the top. Sonnenberg, other wing. Partridge looking to drive. He'll get whistled for step.
Chase Pierce quietly having a 12-point night for Vandercook. Sort of overshadowed by the monster scoring output of Zach Keys. Sam Tumas checking in for Columbia Central.
Inbound goes to Harris. Full court pressure from the Eagles. Over the midline, though, no problem. Some Malik Jackson from the right side, and he's going to get whistled for steps.
Tumas is joined on the floor by Micah Sonneborn. We also have Cole Partridge out there on the floor. Noah Osborne and Dalton Fish resetting the floor for the Eagles.
Sonnenberg will get to Tumas. Tumas dribbles over the timeline. Working toward near the mid-circle. Dribbles to the right wing.
Guarded by LJ Harris.
Oh, looking to feed Osborne on the low block. Nothing there. Sonnenberg open for three. Just a little long. Rebound tapped out, and Jackson comes away with it. Hands off the Keys with now under 2 minutes and an 11-point lead. The Jayhawks looking comfortable.
Vandercook starting five out on the floor. We're going to get a whistle. Timeout. Timeout.
Jayhawk bench. And that's full timeout. We'll take a full one-minute break here on the WKHM broadcast. 70-59, Jayhawks lead the Golden Eagles.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On the sideline inbound, Sam Tumas commits a foul. That's going to send Zach Keys to the stripe for a 1-1.
Jerry Clark and Trent Longbreak checking out for Vandercook. That's going to bring Malik Jackson into the game along with Drew Hargett, excuse me.
Mike Arady gets off the bench. Foul troubles limited his availability in the second half.
A lot of guys in foul trouble here. We've got Sam Tumas with 3. Raby has 4. Noah Osborne has 3.
Keys hits from the free throw line.
LJ Harris with 3. Malik Jackson and Zach Keys each with 4 for Vandercook. So a lot of the big names on both sides of the score sheet here in some foul trouble.
Keys hits the pair, 72-59, a 13-point advantage. Starting to look dire for the Golden Eagles. Fish brings it over the midline to Raby on the left wing. Gets into the paint. Now he'll kick out to Fish. Fish will drive baseline, pull up. In and out. Rebounded Malik Jackson. Keys the break himself. Micah Raby coming from behind, looking for the steal. We get a timeout from the Jayhawk bench. We'll keep it here. On the broadcast.
Timely timeout by the coach. He saw Michael Raby coming from the blind side, called the timeout just before the steal.
See some of that open field speed that Michael Raby demonstrated during the football season.
Absolutely.
If he got any green space, you couldn't catch him. That's wheels on that kid.
Good speed, good hands. Very talented athlete, all-around athlete, really.
Sure.
A bit of a quiet night offensively, though. He just has 7 points, but he has been in significant foul trouble from very early on in the game.
Minute 23 to go in this tilt, 72-59. All Jayhawks right now.
Looks like Trent Longbreak is going to check in. We'll reset the floor for Vandercook. Looks like we've got Pearson Longbreak, Kiari Clark, LJ Harris, and Zach Keys.
Yeah, Zach Keys. Yeah, him about maybe 5'11".
If that.
Stringy. Drives and dishes. Longbreak finishes. 15-point lead.
First two of the night for Longbreak. Nearly stolen away by Kiari Clark. Looks like there's a mass sub in the works for Columbia at the next whistle.
3-point attempt. Raby comes off. LJ Harris rebounds. Under a minute now. Keys driving over the midline. Setting up right wing. Now he'll drive. Pull up Jay. Off front rim. Dish rebounds. Outlet to Daniels. Daniels running up the right side. He'll scoop it. And miss. Rebounded Harris again. Harris taking it the other way. The pace stays up no matter how far we get into this game. And we get another timeout over at the Vandercook bench, keeping it here.
Mass subs on both sides of the ball for both of these teams. Here looks like both teams are going to get their second team in for the last 35 and a half seconds.
A little so-called garbage time. Hey, our next broadcast coming to you on Monday. Heading over to the scenic confines of Michigan Center High School, the Cardinals set to take on the Lenawee Christian team. They had a tough time with last year. So,
yeah, we talked to assistant coach Brian Haynes earlier in the week.
We did.
And he was very excited for this matchup with Lenawee Christian. Should be an exciting game.
So ready for that one on Monday night. This one, final 31.7.
Going to get
a foul. Free throw attempts. Into the game right now, 45, McKenna Canencia, contributor on the football team for the Jayhawks.
Connor McLear with the foul for Columbia Central, his first, team's ninth.
No good on the free throw, rebound battle, tapped out, Canencia comes up with it. Crossover dribble drive, baseline off the side of the backboard. Garrick Elliott drives it down for the Jayhawks, or the Eagles, excuse me. Great feed and finish there. Connor McLear.
Connor McLear.
74-61 with 14 seconds.
And Garrick Elliott. They're joined by Eric Engvall, Ryan Yenner. And we got one more out there.
Kyler Risky for the Jayhawks. Pass goes up high to save it, but McLear comes up with a loose ball.
Garrick Way for Columbia.
Clock runs out on this one, 74-61. Jayhawks use pressure, defense, and fast break offense, and some hot shooting from Zach Keys to take this win home, 74-61 in the early season. Moves the Jayhawks to 2-0, and Columbia Central drops even at 1-1. We'll take a two-minute break on the postgame. We'll come back and recap the stats, and we'll get our Subway player of the game. 74-61, our final. Jayhawks victorious over the Columbia Central Golden Eagles on WKHM.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org. From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too.
Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Christovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, coming to you live from Vandercook Lake High School, where the Jayhawks have finished off a 74-61 victory behind 27 points from our Jackson Area Subway player of the game, Zach Keys. And, you know, he got hot from the three-point stripe, and then, you know, he used that to get himself into the lane a few times. He was good at the line. A lot of offense from Zach. He's on defense, too, though.
He was a monster all over the floor. He ran up and down the court, it seemed like, left, right, and sideways. Didn't really get too much of a break there. Had 15 at the half, so you knew he was on track for a monster game if Columbia couldn't make the right adjustments. They tried to make the right adjustments for him, trying to get a little tighter defense on him at the three-point line. He would dribble right around him, make his way down into the low block for some easy buckets, drawing fouls. He hit a handful of free throws and ended up with 27 on the night.
Yeah, at some point they switched it up, Columbia Central did, and went to a zone defense. And they made a couple of runs, and it looked like they were going to get it back close. And then just at that point is when Vandercook Lake would step up the defensive pressure and put the pressure on the offensive end as well. And they just kept having one more run inside of them than Columbia Central did.
Yeah, and it looked like to me, at least from our standpoint, that when Vandercook tried to run their traditional defense, their full court pressure, a little bit of trap in here and there, Columbia would bust through it easily, get down, make some easy buckets. They'd go on a big run. Vandy would back off a little bit, run a little bit of a half court trap, a little bit of man to man, and they would shut down that offense for Columbia. Columbia tried to slow things down, set up an offense, didn't quite work. The pressure stayed tight. And then it would allow Vandercook to pull away a little bit, and then they would go back to that full court, and the run would go back to Columbia, and it seemed sort of the antithesis of what Vandercook would normally try to do.
Yeah, and again, we mentioned we haven't seen Columbia Central a ton, but I don't believe they had one of their hottest shooting nights from the floor. You know, largely threw up bricks from the three-point line outside of a couple of hit shots. I think if they shoot a little better, it's a little tighter game, and maybe the outcome's different. But in the end, Vandercook Lake just too much tonight. 74 points is a pretty nice total to put up on your home floor.
Absolutely.
Early in the season, Vandercook 2-0